大家好，今天感谢主给我们有一个机会来跟大家分享。但是你们也知道我讲的国语讲的不是很好，所以今天感谢主有这位姊妹 Bunny 来跟我翻译，她讲的更好。我们先一起祷告。父神，我们感谢你因为你是我们的主，我们的神，求主你帮助我们，求主你的圣灵帮助我们，打开我们的眼睛，打开我们的心，明白你的主的你的话语，好叫我们怎么样遵守主你的话语。这样子祷告奉主耶稣圣名求，阿们。 So when I was young, I was watching a high school competition, some kind of a game.
在我年轻的时候，我就观看了一个高中的比赛。
And I was fascinated by the cheering team would prepare a long paper banner and have the team to run through the banner, breaking through the paper as the fans would yell and cheer.
那当那个球队穿过那个横幅的时候，他们穿破那个纸张的时候，我就特别特别的激动，因为那时候球迷他们会大声喊叫而且欢呼。
It was exciting to watch the team run through with welcoming applause and cheers.
那我就看到球员从很激烈的掌声还有欢呼声跑过的时候，我就特别的激动。
And the word breakthrough comes from break through.
那突破这个词就来自于打破和通过。
So in the dictionary, I looked it up and it says breakthrough means a military movement or advance all the way through.
那在字典里面，突破这个词就代表了一个军队的行动和前进，他们一直穿越而且攻破敌对。
And yeah, and beyond an enemy's frontline defense.
甚至超越了敌对的防守前线。
So any significant or sudden advance, development, achievement that removes a barrier to progress.
另外，突破也代表着很重大、消除了障碍之后的重大的、突然的进步或者发展。
So today's passage taken from Acts chapter 10 to 12, the three chapters.
那今天的经文是取自《使徒行传》十到十二章。
And I know Pastor Choi had preached on many of these chapters throughout, I think, the last couple of years.
那可能之前蔡牧师也有分享过这些经文。
But I want to take you back and focus on a specific area where 10 to 12 talks about breakthrough that requires prayers.
但是今天我想要把重点放在这个突破，一个需要祷告的突破。
And this is where breakthrough with when Peter was reaching out to the Gentiles.
那这个突破是关于彼得把福音传给外邦人。
And I thought about this because it's so appropriate when we as a church is considering about adoption for the unreached, unengaged people's group.
那我就觉得这个主题特别的适合我们教会，因为我们现在正在考虑认领一个福音未触及群体。
In particular, the Pansay people or the Hui people in Myanmar.
那就是缅甸的潘泰族，也就是回民。
And it will take a breakthrough which requires fervent prayers.
那这个是一个需要热切祷告的突破。
So I kind of break it down into three areas here.
那我就把它分成三个分段。
This way? This way? Doesn't work. Okay, there you go. Okay, so you see how chapter 10, chapter 11, chapter 12, you've got a cultural breakthrough, geographical breakthrough, and spiritual breakthrough.
那你看到十、十一、十二章文化上的突破。地域上的突破，灵命上的突破。
In chapter 10, there's it's an account of gospel going out to Gentile household go ahead.
那第十章是讲到去到一个外邦人的家中来分享福音。
So here is Cornelius, who is a centurion of the Roman army.
那哥尼流他是罗马军队的百夫长。
Most of the other centurions are very cruel and profane.
那他其他的百夫长同胞是很残忍和粗暴的。
But Cornelius was a devout and generous man.
但是哥尼流他是非常虔诚，非常慷慨。
And he would pray to the one true God, and he noticed there's a God.
他向唯一的真神祷告，他知道有一位神。
And Cornelius, although sincere, he didn't know Jesus as Lord.
虽然哥尼流他很诚恳，但他不知道耶稣是谁。
So God sent an angel, to preach to, not to preach to Cornelius, but to tell him where to find a man who can tell him about the story of Jesus.
所以神派下了一位天使，不是为了向哥尼流传道，而是告诉他在哪里可以找到有关于了解耶稣这个人的地方。
So from here, I want to read chapter 10, verse 9 to 16. And I think I'm going to ask Bunny just to read it in Chinese.
在这里我为大家读10章9到16节。第二天，他们行路将近那城，彼得约在午正上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了，想要吃。那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外，看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角，坠在地上。里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来，宰了吃。”彼得却说：“主啊，这是不可的。凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。”第二次有声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。”这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。
So you see in Caesarea, and I'm going to show you a map here where Caesarea is.
在凯撒利亚，现在可以看一下这个地图。
And God is meeting to draw Cornelius.
那在那里呢？神是为了要遇见哥尼流。
In Joppa, Joppa is again 27 miles north and south here.
那约帕是在离凯撒利亚27英里外。
And Joppa is actually today's Jaffa.
约帕是今天的约法。
Jaffa. Jaffa is the new name for the city in Israel.
那是新的名字。
And in Joppa, God is working to heal the death of Peter's spirit, which is the death of prejudice and bigotry.
那在约帕，神正在医治彼得死去的灵性，就是他的偏见和独断。
Because here's an apostle who's filled with Holy Spirit praying on the roof.
那彼得他是一位使徒，充满了圣灵，而且在房顶上祷告。
But who had a great blind spot of bigotry in his life.
但在他的生命中有一个偏执的盲点。
So Peter had a psychological barrier bound by culture and tradition.
那彼得有一种他受文化还有传统束缚的心理障碍。
So as in other Jews, Peter had mistakenly concluded that Jews are more superior and Gentiles are to be rejected.
那跟其他的犹太人一样，彼得就错误地认为犹太人更加优越，而外邦人就是应该被拒绝的。
And they are not to be spoken to, let alone to be invited to your home.
那犹太人就不应该跟外邦人来交谈，更不要说邀请他们到家里做客。
So a good Jew will have nothing to do with Gentiles.
一个好的犹太人应该跟外邦人无关。
If you touch a Gentile accidentally on the street, you would have to go home and wash.
那如果你在街上不小心碰到一个外邦人，你就要回家去洗澡。
Now Peter is God's instrument to break down that barrier.
彼得是上帝使用来打破障碍的器皿。
So you see, God sent him a vision of sheets filled with animals that Peter was taught were unclean.
那上帝就给了他一个意象中有一张满是动物的大布，在这过往的教导里，这些动物它是不洁净的。
So in the vision, God commanded Peter to rise, kill, and eat.
那在意象中，神就嘱咐彼得说：“起来，宰了吃。”
And then he says, "I've never eaten anything impure or unclean."
但是彼得却回答说：“凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。”
So what is wrong is the attitude of being proud of the things we won't do.
那在这里所错误的就是我们会以为我们自己不会做的事情而感到骄傲。
The world sees us in the light of how we live, being filled with love, peace, and joy.
那当世界看到我们的生活方式是充满爱、喜乐和和平，他们就会看到我们的亮光。
The world is not impressed or not attracted by the negative rules we keep.
但这个世界就从来没有因为我们的负面规则而被吸引。
So the Lord said, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean."
所以说，神说洁净的你不可当作俗物。
So Peter is to put an end for the prejudice.
彼得是被使用来结束这种偏见。
So the barriers of divided Jews and Gentiles are about to be broken down.
那在这里，犹太人跟外邦人隔离的障碍就即将被打破。
A cultural and psychological breakthrough is about to begin.
文化和心理上的突破也即将开始。
And Peter's response is a significant step for the breakthrough.
那彼得的回应是突破的重要一步。
First he said, I've never, now he's opening the door, inviting the Gentiles that Cornelius sent.
一开始他是说我从来没有，但是现在他就已经打开门，邀请凯撒利亚的哥尼流派来的外邦人进入房子做他的客人。
So barriers are crumbling.
所以这个障碍正在瓦解。
So Peter traveled to Caesarea.
那彼得就去到了凯撒利亚。
So verse 34 begins the formal message delivered by Peter to a Gentile audience.
那从第34节开始就正式讲到彼得向外邦人来传讲福音。
And Peter said, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism.
彼得说，我真看出神是不偏待人。
Accepts men from every nation.
原来全国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所喜悦。
Peter begins by stating that God shows no partiality.
彼得首先说明神是没有表现出任何的偏见。
He receives anyone from anywhere from all race and all nations.
不管来自任何的文化背景或种族，神都会接纳他们。
He explains the good news beginning from the story of the incarnation of Jesus.
他首先由耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界来开始讲解这个福音。
Came as man, lived on earth, healing and teaching.
他来到世界上生活、治愈还有教导。
Died on the cross and was raised from death by God on the third day.
十字架上，并第三天复活。
So the basic need of everyone, Jews or Gentiles, is forgiveness of sins.
无论是犹太人或者外邦人，他们的基本需求就是罪被可以得到宽恕。
Jesus alone can make forgiveness of sins possible.
唯有耶稣才有这个权柄来宽恕别人。
As you can read on, you see the Holy Spirit came pouring down when the people heard the message, and the people heard and believed.
当你再继续看下去的时候，你会看见这些人们因为听到这个消息，圣灵当时就降临了，他们听到了并且相信。
And these are the Gentiles.
那这些都是外邦人。
Now, I'm going to shift gear and talk about the Hui people in Myanmar.
那现在我就想说一说缅甸的回民。
And they are originally called the Panthay people in Myanmar, but they are Hui people originally from Yunnan, southwest China.
他们回民或者潘泰族，他们原来是来自中国西南地区的云南。
So they migrated to Myanmar and northern Thailand during the Qing Dynasty in the 19th century.
他们在19世纪的清朝期间迁移到缅甸和泰国北部。
Their religion is Islam, which is actually now intertwined and become their culture.
他们的宗教信仰是伊斯兰教，但是这个宗教已经逐渐的变成了他们的一种文化。
They're naturally Muslims.
他们就是变成了穆斯林。
So when a team in March went to Myanmar, we have talked to many Chinese Christians.
当缅甸的探访队去到缅甸的时候，我们跟很多中国的基督徒来交谈。
In Mandalay, we have contacted 4 out of 7 churches in Mandalay.
在曼德勒，我们联系了7个中国教会中的其中的4个。
Most of them told us that they can be friends with the Hui Muslim, but they will not want to discuss Jesus Christ with each other.
他们中大多数人跟我们说，他们可以成为穆斯林的朋友，但是不想跟他们讨论耶稣。
So here is the barrier.
那这里就是一个障碍。
There's a deep-seated tradition and cultural differences that will be difficult to break through.
这里有一个根深蒂固的传统和文化，很难去突破。
And that barrier has divided Muslims and Christians for many years.
那很多年来，这种障碍都使穆斯林跟基督徒分裂。
But we just read that Peter and Cornelius, a Jew and Gentile, God does not show favoritism.
但是在彼得和哥尼流这个事件中，一个犹太人跟外邦人，神却没有表现出偏袒。
The good news is good for all nations.
这个救恩的好消息是给万民万国。
And we as Chinese have always been prejudiced of other races.
那我们作为中国人，我们也会对其他的种族有偏见。
Now I know most of you, you're not prejudiced.
那你们在座很多都不是的。
Now, I'm from Hong Kong, and I know in Hong Kong, we have names or labels for anyone who's non-Chinese.
那我是来自香港，在香港，除了不是中国人以外的族群，我们都给他一个标签。
So, we call them, 黑鬼、白鬼啊，阿叉啊，嘎仔啊。
我们叫他黑鬼、白鬼、阿叉。
And for myself, being, 潮州人啊，
那我自己就是潮州人。
And we consider everybody else not, 我是家己人。So I'm the, 潮州 you're not.
那我们在潮州，我就觉得自己的种族更好。我是潮州人，你不是。
Because 家己人 gets the better treatment.
因为我是自己人，所以我应该得到更好的。
So that plays a barrier for others.
那这样就为其他的种族的人设置了一个障碍。
So what? That's a few questions we should ponder of ourselves.
那这里有几个问题我们可以问一下自己。
What preconceived ideas that do you have?
你有什么先入为主的想法？
How is God preparing you to speak to someone outside of your usual circle of friends?
神如何准备你跟你平常朋友圈以外的人来交谈
？Do we ever speak to somebody down the street who are Russians？
那有没有跟过路边的一个俄罗斯人来交谈
？They are there. Do we talk to them？
他们在那里，但是我们有去跟他说过话吗
？So are there areas that God wants you to partner with Him in the mission field？
那在宣教工厂里，神有没有给你预备一个地方来跟他合作
？So let's look at the second area in chapter 11.
现在我们就来看第二段，是在《使徒行传》十一章。
And I'm going to ask Bunny to read verse 19 to 21.
我来为大家读十一章十九到二十一节。那些因使提凡的事召唤难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基和塞浦路斯并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。但内中有塞浦路斯和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希腊人传讲主耶稣，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
So here you see that the gospel gospel actually penetrated to the Gentile world already.
那现在你就看到这个福音已经去到了外邦人的这个世界。
And it happened actually when chapter 7, when Stephen was martyred for the sake of the name of Jesus.
那其实是在《使徒行传》第七章，使提凡为了基督的名而死的时候就开始了。
In other words, that was almost the beginning of the church.
那换句话说，这就是几乎是教会的开始。
And it also have happened shortly after Pentecost.
那也有可能是在五旬节之后不久发生的。
So the gospel message went beyond Judea and Samaria.
那这个福音的信息是带到了犹太和撒玛利亚之外的地方。
And some were Hebrew-speaking Jews who preached only to the Jews, and others were Greek-speaking Jews.
那其中一些就包括了只是讲希伯来语的犹太人，他们向来只跟犹太人讲道，还有一些是跟讲希腊语的犹太人。
And you can see from this map, you can see that the Cyprus is an island and Cyrene is Libya in the north coast of Africa.
那你就在这个图里面看到塞浦路斯它是一个岛，然后这个
From Cyrene is North Africa to.
哦，这个古利奈它就是在非洲的北部。
And they all went to Antioch.
那他们都去到了安提阿。
And when the movement of the Holy Spirit is becoming prevalent among the Gentiles.
那当圣灵的动工在外邦人中变得普遍的时候。
The disciples in Jerusalem did not know what to do.
耶路撒冷的门徒他们就觉得很困惑。
So being God's chosen people, they were skeptical of reaching an outreach to the Gentiles.
作为上帝的选民，他们对于任何向外邦人外展的活动，他们都保持一个怀疑的态度。
And this has become troubling to the Jewish community.
这对犹太的社区来说就令人感到很不安。
So in order to settle the issue, they sent Barnabas.
为了解决这个问题，门徒就将巴拿巴送到了安提阿。
To Antioch. Antioch was a strategic city, the third largest in Roman Empire.
安提阿是一个有战略性的城市，是罗马帝国的第三大城市。
It was a hub of sports competition and a hub of pagan religion.
它是体育竞赛的中心，也是异教徒的中心。
And 5 miles outside of Antioch is the temple of Daphne.
那在安提阿以外的五英里就是达芙妮的神庙。
Where sex was worshipped through temple prostitutes.
在那里就是通过寺庙的妓女来推崇性。
And in the midst of this cultural corruption, the new church of Antioch grew.
但是就是在这种文化的腐败中，安提阿里面的教会却被建立起来。
Barnabas, a Levite from Cyprus,
那来自塞浦路斯的利未人巴拿巴，
he was really an encourager.
他是一个鼓励者。
He preached the word of God, encouraged believers, to remain true to the Lord.
那他说话，并且鼓励那些信徒，让他们全心全意的相信主。
A great number of people were brought to the church.
那这样很多的人也被带到教会去。
It is Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians.
那是在安提阿的门徒最早开始被称为基督徒的。
Now let's think again, change gears, Hui people in Myanmar.
那现在我们又回到了缅甸的回民。
And they are 8,000 miles away.
那他缅甸跟这里的距离是8000英里。
And it took us 24 hours of flight, 24 hours to fly there, depending on how long and where the flight stops.
那我们花了24个小时才飞到那里，就取决于航班停靠的时间跟地点。
When the Jewish believers travel from Cyprus and Cyrene, they usually sail by boat.
那当犹太信徒从塞浦路斯和格律奈出发的时候，他们都是坐船出发的。
And it would take them days or months to reach Antioch to speak to the Greeks.
那需要他们好多天，甚至好多个月，才能够去到安提阿跟希腊人来交谈。
Now some spoke in Hebrew, some in Greek.
有些人就讲希伯来语，有些人就讲希腊语。
Myanmar is a Buddhist country.
缅甸是一个佛教国家。
85% of people in Myanmar, 85% are Buddhists.
85% 的缅甸人他们是佛教徒。
And many Chinese are Buddhists also.
有很多中国的人是佛教徒。
But Hui Chinese are 100% Muslim.
但是中国的回民是100%穆斯林。
They speak Burmese, English, and Chinese.
他们讲缅甸语、英语还有中文。
Yangon and Mandalay, two largest cities, are just like Antioch, filled with fancy temples.
仰光跟曼德勒就像安提亚一样，充满了很多奇特的寺庙。
And this is the national pride to be on display to the world, attracting tourists.
而这些正是他们向全世界展示的民族自豪感，来吸引游客。
But as you can see, Antioch, a pagan city, but by the power of the Holy Spirit in the first century, became an important city for the Christian church.
那在这里你看到安提阿一个异教的城市，就是借着圣灵的力量，成为了一世纪基督教会的重要城市。
So in a similar fashion, we are flying across the ocean to another country, to a people group that the gospel has not been able to reach.
那以同样的方式，我们飞越了海洋，去到了另外一个国家，去到了福音没有办法到达的族群中。
It will take the Lord's hand. Now, again, verse 21, you read earlier, it will take the Lord's hand, the power of Holy Spirit to be with us.
那这是需要主的同在，就像我们刚刚在21节读到的，圣灵的能力与我们同在。
It will take prayers, fervent prayers.
需要充满了大能的祷告。
So a few questions to reflect.
那这里有几个问题。
Is your personal life, in your personal life, do you see any evidence of the Holy Spirit that's working in you?
那在你的个人生活中，你有没有看到圣灵在你身上来动工？
Have you witnessed the power of the Holy Spirit at work in your life?
那有没有看到圣灵在你生命中动工的力量？
If you can speak Burmese, English, or Mandarin,God can use you.
如果你可以讲缅甸语、英语或者普通话，上帝都可以用你。
So let's look at the third chapter, chapter 12.
现在我们来看十二章。
So can I ask you to read verse 1-7?
我为大家读《使徒行传》十二章一到七节。那时，希律王下手苦害教会中那几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。他将犹太人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。那时正是除酵的日子，希律拿了彼得收在监里，交付四班兵丁看守，每班四个人，意思要在逾越节后把他提出来，当着百姓办他。于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切地祷告神。希律将要提他出来的前一夜，彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守的人也在门外看守。忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边，屋里有光照耀，天使拍彼得的肋旁，拍醒了他，说：“快快起来！”那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。
So as you can see, persecution continues.
那你在这个章节看到迫害仍在持续。
James, the brother of John, was beheaded.
那约翰的兄弟雅各就被斩首。
And they were the fishermen that left the nets and sea of Galilee and followed Jesus.
那他们是在加利利海放下渔网跟随耶稣的渔民。
And James was an important leader of the church who was the first apostle to die.
雅各是教会里面重要的领袖，他是第一位死去的使徒。
The church may have been stunned by the death of James.
那个时候，教会就为雅各的死感到非常震惊。
But is now very concerned for the life of Peter.
同样，他们现在就很担心彼得的生命。
So the believers gathered and were earnestly praying to God for Peter.
那所以信徒们他们就聚集在一起，切切地为他来祷告神。
Now the church was fearful for the life of Peter.
教会为着彼得的生命感到担心。
King Herod was fearful for the possibility of an attempt to rescue Peter.
但是希律王就担心任何可以救出彼得的可能性。
And Peter was the only one who was not afraid because he was sleeping very well.
那彼得是唯一一个不担心的人，他睡得也很好。
And Peter was really not ready to be released at all, but yet the angels set him free.
彼得根本都没有为释放而做好准备，但是天使让他自由了。
And he knows exactly that this is the word of God.
那他就意识到这真的是主在工作。
And then as we read on verse 12 to 17, it reminds us of many prayers meeting today.
那12到17节就提醒了我们现今的祷告会。
And sometimes we ask God to act on our behalf, and when He answers, we cannot believe it.
我们经常要求上帝帮我们行事，但是当他真的回应的时候，我们就没办法相信。
And Peter was left pounding on the door while the servant girl, Rhoda, forgets to let him in.
那彼得就被堵在门外，他就不断敲门，但是这个使女罗大就忘了让彼得进去。
And the Christians in the house think that she's crazy.
那整个房子里面的基督徒都觉得罗大疯了。
It took a while for someone to finally realize that they should check who is knocking on the door.
那过了一段时间之后，他们终于才觉得，哦，我应该去检查一下谁在敲门。
And when they saw Peter, they were astonished, and they were shocked, and they were stunned.
那他们看到彼得的时候就非常的惊讶，目瞪口呆。
No one have said that, I know that God would save you.
那没有一个任何一个人跟他说，我知道上帝会救你。
Because no one believed it.
因为都没有人会相信这个事情。
Nobody said, I told you so, I was waiting for you to come back.
也没有人跟他说过，我早跟你说了，我在等你回来。
So if you look back the whole chapter in chapter 12, James was executed while Peter was delivered.
那你看到回去十二章的时候，当彼得正被送到监狱时，雅各就被处决。
And the one big note that we should notice is that recorded in verse 5, where it says, "But the church was earnestly praying for Peter."
那在第五节有一个很重要的记录点，就说到教会却为他切切的祷告神。
This word "but" makes a big difference.
这个词却有很大的不同。
It indicates a change of direction.
它表示了方向的转变。
Prayer is a mighty powerful force by which God's people connect with God's power to change events.
那祷告是一种强大的力量。神的子民就是通过这种力量跟可以改变事情的上帝连结在一起。
And God still works today as he works in New Testament times.
那上帝今天仍然是像在新约时期一样的工作。
He responds when we pray.
我们祷告时候他会回应。
And it may not mean that everything we ask for, God will answer because we sometimes don't pray according to his will.
那这并不意味着我们所要求的一切神都会应允，因为我们常常不是按照他的心意来祷告。
He wants us to pray so that we can commune with God.
然而他是希望我们来祷告，让我们更好地跟他沟通。
He wants us to cultivate a relationship with him so that we will know him better.
他希望我们靠着祷告培养跟他的关系，让我们更好认识他。
And when we know him better, we will be able to know his will better.
那我们更了解他的时候，也会更加了解他的心意。
And as we read towards the end of chapter 12,
那我们看到十二章尾的时候，
it's not just a spiritual breakthrough, there's a political breakthrough.
那这里不单单是灵性上的突破，也是一个律法上的突破。
Herod executed guards for his unbelief.
希律王因为不相信自己的守卫，就处决了他们。
He himself died for his ego and pride.
他自己也为了自己的自负和骄傲而死。
Despite the persecution and opposition, the work of Jesus Christ and the word of God continued to increase and to spread.
那尽管是受到迫害跟反对，耶稣基督的工作和上帝的话语继持续的增添而且扩散。
The church continued to grow.
教会继续的成长。
Prayer has been a key to the motivating force behind the events.
而祷告正正是这些事情背后激励的力量。
In contrast, the Hui people in Myanmar is located in Southeast Asia, thousands of miles away with a different geographical area.
那在缅甸的回民，他们就是在数千英里之外的东南亚，这是地理区域的不同。
They have a different culture, they have a different religion, they have a different belief, they have a different lifestyle.
他们有不同的文化、不同的宗教、不同信仰、不同生活方式。
There are many, many differences.
我们跟他们之间有很多的不同。
Everywhere, everyone we encounter said that it would be difficult to share Jesus with them.
不管我们去到哪里，任何一个人都跟我们说，跟他们回民很难传讲福音。
They don't want to talk religion with you.
他们不想跟你谈宗教。
It would be difficult, impossible to break through the culture.
不可能打破跟他们之间的文化和宗教差异。
However, as we read in these chapters in the book of Acts,
但是就在我们这些使徒行传中间的章节读到，
And we have learned that the Christians in the early church had broken through cultural differences, overcome geographical barriers, prevailed persecution by Jews, and triumphed over oppression by the Roman government.
那我们就了解到早期教会中的基督徒，他们是突破了文化差异，克服了地理的障碍，超越了犹太人的迫害，还有战胜了罗马政府的压迫。
All this could happen only through prayers.
所有的这一切只能透过祷告来实现。
And prayer has become a powerful weapon in times of struggle and trials.
那在斗争和考验的时期，祷告就成为了一种强有力的武器。
And I list out just within these few chapters, you see how many times prayer popped up.
那就是在这些经文里，你就可以看到祷告这个词出现了很多遍。
In chapter 9, verse 40, Peter got down on his knees and prayed.
九章四节，彼得叫他们出去，就跪下祷告。
10:9, Peter went up on the roof to pray.
十章九节，彼得约在五正上房顶去祷告。
11:5, Peter said, "I was in the city of Joppa praying."
十一章五节，我在约帕城里祷告的时候。
12:5, when Peter was in prison, the church was earnestly praying to God for him.
十二章五节，于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切的祷告神。
12:12, when Peter was knocking on the door of the house of Mary, people had gathered and were praying.
十二章十二节，想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
We cannot break through without prayers.
没有祷告，我们就没办法突破。
To break through the barriers to reach the unreached Panthei or Hui people, the church has to be praying.
要传福音给福音未触及的潘泰族或回民，教会必须祷告。
In the early 19th century, Robert Morrison.
那十九世纪初，这是玛丽逊。
A pioneering missionary Scottish who came to Macau and southern part of China.
是苏格兰的先驱宣教士，他来到了澳门还有中国南部。
He's known to have translated the Bible to Chinese.
很多人都知道他将圣经翻译成了中文。
He traveled thousands of miles to China and sustained the oppression of the Chinese government.
他就是去到数千英里之外的中国，而且继续的受到了中国政府的压迫。
Hudson Taylor, another British missionary, also in the 19th century, brought the gospel to inland China and founded China Inland Missionary.
那戴德生就是英国的宣教士，也是在19世纪将福音带到中国内地，创立了中国内地会。
And that missionary, later known as OMF.
那现在就是大家知道的海外基督使团。
Taylor spent 51 years in China and the society at one time brought 800 missionaries and established 125 schools.
戴德生他在中国度过了51年，差派了超过800名的宣教士，建立了125所学校。
He adopted wearing Chinese clothes as a Westerner in order to break through the culture.
为了突破这个文化差异，他作为西方人的他接纳了中国服饰。
And another one, William Burns, another Scottish missionary.
那冰慧莲，这是另外一位苏格兰的宣教士。
It was also influential in evangelism in the 19th century.
在19世纪也是对传福音有很大的影响。
He came to China through Hong Kong, learned the Chinese language.
那他从中国香港来到中国学习了汉语。
Went to Shantou, Xiamen, and Beijing, preaching in Chinese clothes.
去了汕头、厦门和北京，穿着中国的服装来讲道。
And these are just a few examples of missionaries that have broken through barriers of culture.
那这些只是突破了文化障碍的宣教士的几个例子。
Traveled months across the ocean by boat.
在船上漂泊了几个月。
Prevailed the oppression by government under Qing Dynasty.
遭受到清朝政府的压迫。
My ancestors heard the gospel through these missionaries who broke through the barriers in Shantou, China.
那我的祖先就是透过这些突破障碍的宣教士，在山头听到了福音。
And had it not been for the faith of these missionaries and the dedication and the sacrifices,
那没有他们的信仰、奉献和牺牲。
And I would not be standing here talking to you.
我今天就不会站在这里。
Because my family would not have heard the gospel.
因为我的家人们就从来没有听过福音。
When missionaries travel for months across the ocean to reach a different continent,
那当宣教士在海上漂泊来到另外一个土地的时候，
the churches in Britain, in Scotland, in all Europe had been fervently praying for them while they were overseas.
在英国、苏格兰还有欧洲的教会，他们在海外就为这些宣教士来祷告。
Holy Spirit was at work, not only in the early church with Peter and Paul.
那圣灵不单单是跟早期教会的彼得和保罗来工作。
Holy Spirit was also at work 150 to 200 years ago when these missionaries came to China.
150年前，圣灵也透过这些宣教士来工作。
The acts of the Holy Spirit has not finished yet.
圣灵的动工仍然正在继续。
And our calling is to carry out the work that Christ has started.
我们的呼召是持续基督已经开始的工作。
Sometimes we got challenges that finances, sometimes we got challenges at home or family issues.
有时候我们会遇到不同的挑战，财务方面的挑战，跟家人之间的矛盾。
It takes a breakthrough with prayers.
那这些都是需要祷告来突破。
What is your breakthrough?
那你的突破是什么？
So since breakthrough is a sudden or abrupt advance or movement that removes a barrier to a new progress.
那突破是一个消除障碍之的突然之间的进步或行动。
What would be your breakthrough?
你的突破将会是什么？
The early church leaders have been instrumental for the breakthrough of spreading the gospel from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria.
早期的教会领袖他们一直在突破，让福音从耶路撒冷传播到犹太还有撒玛利亚。
19th century European missionaries were instrumental for the breakthrough of bringing the gospel to China.
19世纪的欧洲宣教士他们也在突破，将福音带到了中国。
And today, there are still many unengaged, unreached people's groups.
今天仍然有很多福音未触及的群体。
And one of them is the Hui people in the Chinese Muslim in Myanmar.
其中一个群体就是回民，在缅甸的中国穆斯林。
And the Myanmar team, the exploration team, have been there, came back, and recognizes the many challenges.
当我们的缅甸探访队去到了当地，就了解了这个挑战。
However, we can also testify that God can do great things among these people.
但是我们可以见证上帝将会在这些人中做出奇妙的事情。
And we know that every single Christian plays an important role in sharing the gospel.
每一位基督徒在传福音中也是扮演着重要的角色。
When some are willing to go and cross the barriers,
当有些人愿意而且越过那个障碍的时候，
Others can fervently pray for them.
其他的人就可以热切地来为他们祷告。
What would be your breakthrough in the unfinished work and ministry that Jesus has started 2,000 years ago?
在基督2000年前就开始还没有结束的完成的事工中，你的突破会是什么？
I think that I want you to walk away knowing that to reach an engaged, an unreached, an unengaged people's group, such as the Hui people in Myanmar, it requires a commitment of fervent prayers and the working of the Holy Spirit.
今天我希望大家了解到，要传福音跟给一个福音未触及的群体，比如是缅甸的回民，是需要热切的祷告，还有圣灵的工作。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们今天，让我们看到你想在我们身上动工的是什么。求你帮助我们，让我们了解自己将会如何的突破。不管你是使用我们去到前线，还是在背后的来祷告，主啊，都希望你把我们跟你的宣教工厂有份，求你大大的使用我们，也求你常常激励我们，让我们可以靠着祷告来与你沟通，更加了解你的心意。感谢主聆听的祷告，祷告奉主耶稣名求，阿门。